When a little one slips into fast-moving water, what should you do to save them? We're reviewing steps to help get them back safely next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
What should you do to help a victim who slips into swift water? Bruce Riddle with Utah County Search and Rescue has the answer.
It's almost impossible to make yourself do this, I think, particularly as parents, but even as good-willed bystanders, the urge to jump in and save them is really hard to overcome, but that rarely ends well. Again, I go back to the cliff analogy. If someone fell off a cliff, we wouldn't jump over the cliff after them trying to save them. The chances of you being able to rescue a person by jumping into swift water yourself is really slim. You're a lot better off to stay on shore and try to throw something to them or reach towards them with a branch or the handle of a tool or a rope than you are to jump in the water after them. You'll be a lot more effective and able-bodied if you're on the shore to try to effect a rescue than by jumping into the water after them. And we've just seen time and time again where we would have had one victim who fell in, we end up with two or three or four victims, one being the first person that fell in, and then the next two, three, or four being those that jumped in after them to try to save them. It's just the odds are definitely against you by trying to effect the rescue in the water. You're much better off trying to do it from the shore. I mean, the water just really doesn't respect the fact that you're a well-meaning bystander trying to save a child's life. I mean, once you jump in, you're going to be subject to the same forces, the same cold temperatures, the same hidden obstacles as the person that fell in. And it's just, once you're in there, you're almost immobilized. The cold overtakes you, and it's going to be everything you can do just to keep yourself above water, let alone reach the person that fell in.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.